Welcome everybody, share number 1118. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Bever Baron Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafu Shalema Hilna Bas Fredel Shataka Ava Rafu Shalema Psech Shechel Yisrael. Getting back to our Malach of Tzad, trapping. Okay, so our Simon, again, just to mention, our Simon Shin Tez Zion in Hilcha Shabbos, that's where we learn all about the Lachas of Tzad trapping. So in Sif Gimel, tells us the Machaber a very important point, probably the most important thing in all of Hilcha Seda in reference to trapping, and that is, he says, Kol Shabaminoi Nitzoid is Chayev Alav. Anything whereby it's the regular, this is a type of a, animal that's commonly trapped. In other words, people trap it. And it's commonly trapped for the usage of that animal. It's a type of a thing that people, like a deer, right? People trap a deer, for example. For example, a rabbit, the Sefer Shabbos home brings down also a rabbit. So if it's that type of an animal, where people usually trap it and they use this type of animal, then the person, and somebody traps it for that reason, the person will be chayev. Now we're going to see what we're talking about for that reason. We're going to see if somebody traps something, which we have to talk about. Somebody traps something. We spoke about till now the various what's considered trapped. Okay, so that we basically understand. But now we're seeing that the type of animal, it has to be an animal which is commonly trapped. And we're going to see also, not just that, but there's another condition that if you trap something, animal, insect, it doesn't make a difference. We'll talk about that. If you trap something to get rid of it, that's also going to make it easier in certain instances, right? A person traps something, let's say a bee. You don't trap a bee so I could take the bee and play with it. And generally, you're trapping a bee to get rid of it. We're going to see that that makes it a little bit easier, but we're going to see how to work it, how that works. Okay, so getting back to what we're talking about today is that is when it's, if it's an animal or insect or whatever the case is, Shebeminoi Nitzoi, that it's commonly trapped and people use this animal as chayiv. And somebody traps it as chayiv, and they trap it for the animal and they use it as chayiv. Eina Bemina Nitzoi, if they trap something, an animal that's commonly not trapped and that's commonly not used for, the animal itself, which we'll see some examples. Ein, Eva Minanitzer is Potter Aval Osir. Potter Aval Osir, meaning he's not Potter, you're allowed to do it, but it will be Osir Midra Bonon to trap that animal. Okay. We're going to see that this makes a major difference in the various different, possibly insects or whatever the case is, person has to, trap. Again, we're not talking about killing now. Killing is not the issue at all. We're talking about just simply trapping. So the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch gives us an example. What is good? Very nice. I understand. So if it's an animal that's commonly trapped and used, fine. So and I trap it and I take it chayiv. If it's not commonly trapped and I take it and I use it is potter. So and the Mishnah Berurah Taka says afilu. What do we mean? Ein b'mina nitzayid. Afilu imhutzadon la'ezet zarech. If it's a type of an animal, or a type of an, we say animal, it could be insect, it could be bird, it could be anything, but it's a type of a thing, right? A type of a living creature, if you want to call it, that's einav minanitza, that people don't usually trap, and it's not something that's used. Of afilu imhutzadon la'ezet zarech tells us Mishabur and Sif Katan Yud Beis, even if somebody traps it for a certain purpose, a certain reason, gam lechoshev tzeda. This would not be a deraisa of tzeda. Worst case scenario, it would be aser midrabanan. Okay, we'll try and see if we can get into the reasoning. He brings down the dirish or reasoning. But first I want to just establish the halacha. So it tells us the mechaber, what's an example of an insect or something that's not commonly trapped? So he says, Hilchach, therefore, zvuvim, which is flies, afal pi she'ein b'minoi nisoid. Somebody wants to trap a fly, right? A fly is flying around. Again, not killing, you can't kill it, but I want to trap it. And so a fly tells us the mechaber is ein b'minon nitzad. It's not considered something whereby people usually don't trap a fly, take it and use it for whatever reason. They don't, so it's not something that's commonly trapped, right? For that reason, for the usage of the thing. So therefore, it would be also the two, then one would not allow to trap the fly, min, midrabanan. Trapping a fly would not be midra, would not be also min atayro, would be also midrabanan. And we'll see how this works in conjunction with other insects also, possibly like a bee that might sting. But we're going to see. A bee is a machloikis. Some say it is mina nitzit, some say not, but we're going to see. First, let's establish the halacha. So what do we have so far? Again, if it's an animal, insect, bird, whatever the type of thing, fish, a type of thing that's not normally trapped to use for that thing, for that item, then it's midrabanan. If it's a type of an animal that is used for that thing, for the usage when it's trapped, then it will be asur min ha-Torah if somebody traps it for that reason. So I just want to go through, before we go further, obviously there's a lot more on this subject per se, but just to go through from the Sefer Shabbos Home, where he brings down some interesting examples. The Torah prohibition, he says on page 344, tells us to say for Shabbos Home that the Torah prohibition of trapping applies only to creatures that are commonly trapped for the purpose of using the trapped creature. He uses the word creature, actually. I said the word a living being or whatever the case is, or animal. A creature, that's it. Could be, like we said, it could be a bird, it could be an insect, it could be a rabbit, it could be an animal, it could be anything, but he brings the rabbit, okay. So that's what he says. So the Torah prohibition is asur min ha-Torah, trapping applies only to creatures that are commonly trapped for the purpose of using the trapped creature. For example, what are some of those examples of items which some people trap and they use the item? A rabbit, he brings on a rabbit, is something that people trap. A parrot, I don't know, parrots are usually trapped, but that's what he brings. A deer, of course, we understand people trap deer, people go hunting for deers. No, we're not talking about, it doesn't have to be with Jewish people, non-Jewish people. This is the type of animal that people trap and they use. A deer, a parrot, rabbit, and these type of things. Okay, so now he goes on, he explains further. One who captures a creature that is not commonly trapped, for example, a fly, like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, right? A mosquito. In general, people don't capture mosquitoes to use them, right? So one who captures this type of a thing, this type of a creature, a fly, a mosquito, so on, has not violated the Isser Min HaTorah of trapping, but they have violated the Isser Midrabanan. Now we'll see how to work with these type of things. Let's say somebody, nobody wants to get bitten by a mosquito. Sometimes people are allergic to bees. Sometimes people are allergic to mosquitoes. We'll see how that works. But first, again, we're establishing what is usur, what is mutter, what is min ha-Torah, what is midrabanan, and what is possibly we could work with. We'll see. Okay. So that's what we have. So one who traps a creature that is not commonly trapped, fly, mosquito, just some examples that the Sefer Shabbos Home brings down, again, is not usur min ha-Torah, but will be usur min Midrabanan. Now, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings and he says, he finishes off, because that was what the Mishnah Berurah said, even if the objective of the trapping this creature was to use them for some purpose and not simply to prevent them from doing harm. In other words, that'll be a different subject. In other words, to capture something to prevent it from hurting a person, right? But even if they object, good, I'll capture a fly, I'll capture a mosquito, right? To use them for the purpose of, even if the objective of trapping them was to use them for some purpose, I'll trap a fly to use it for some purpose, I'll trap a mosquito to take it to me because I want to use it for some purpose. Whatever the purpose is, that's not the issue. But worst case scenario, that would be a dirabonan, which makes it still usur. And not simply to prevent them from doing harm. Now we're going to see. We have to talk about that. Sometimes somebody could trap something to get rid of it, right? That's what we're going to talk about. Sad nachash. That's the category of sad nachash. A person traps a snake to get rid of it. It shouldn't hurt them. Okay, but we'll see how that works. Okay, so we're going to stop here, but let's just set up. What did we come out today from today's shiur? There's two different types of animals. We know what's considered trap. We said putting out traps. We spoke about in a small room, a big room, a big house, small house, in a barn, in a cage. We spoke about all that. A bird, a wild animal, we spoke about where the bird could fly away, windows open, and so on. Okay, but today we're establishing a different fact that it also depends on the animal itself, on the creature itself, not just where it's trapped, right, where we spoke about the place it's trapped, but the creature itself. We have two different types. We have a type that people sometimes trap, and in general, it's commonly trapped, and people take it to them and they use it. That's called minoi nitzoi. And then there's eina mina nitzoi, which is a type of a creature like we said, examples, fly, mosquito, whatever, and then we'll see some more, and we'll see how they work, whereby, in general, people don't trap them for their own usage. And that, we said, worst-case scenario would be usur midrabbanan, if somebody traps it, even if they're taking it to them to use for whatever reason. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.